Welcome back to Dayton, Ohio, home of the NCAA opening round game. The Winthrop Eagles have just concluded their practice. I'm Dave Friedman with Mike Pacheco. We're joined now by Greg Shaheen. He's the Senior Vice President for Basketball and Business Strategies for the NCAA. Tell us specifically, with a very loaded title and you have a ton of responsibilities, what you do, because that title can mean a whole lot of different things.
Well, I'm talking to you. That's what my job is. I oversee the operation of the Division I Men's Basketball Championship, and so that's an all-year job. And then also our relationships with our media partners, so CBS and ESPN. So my job is to kind of be a liaison for whatever may come up in the course of our media contracts and also in planning for the strategic operation and future of the championship.
Well, that brings up an obvious question, as kind of the story of the year has been the contract with CBS. You have an opportunity to opt out at the end of the year. You're obviously not going to give away tremendous trade secrets here, but what will the criteria that are used to make that decision be?
Well, first of all, we have a great relationship with CBS. You know, we've all grown up watching CBS and the 64-team tournament, now 65-team tournament over the last 10 years. And so, you know, this is not about what's wrong. This is about what's the right way to handle things on a go-forward basis. Since 2005, the NCAA has also operated the NIT. And so what to do with the NIT? You have 32 teams in the postseason event there. It's an extraordinary event. But what is in the best interest of our membership on a going forward basis? This is an opportunity for 32 teams under such a scenario to play in the big dance, and examining that as an option is something that we have to do, quite honestly, as an obligation.
Arkansas Pine Bluff has taken the court here in Dayton. Head coach George Ivory will begin a practice for the Golden Lions momentarily. We're joined by Greg Shaheen. He's the Senior Vice President of Basketball and Business Strategies for the NCAA. There's tons of talk about expansion and about changing network partners and all of that sort of thing, but we're here for the opening round game. What does this game mean?
Well, I think it means quite a lot, and as I was saying a few minutes ago, I've been to every opening round game. We bring the chair here. I come here. Dayton does a remarkable job of making this event special. To have thousands of fans come to a game where, quite honestly, 24 hours ago they had no idea who would be here, and it may or may not be a natural geographic fit, and they just adopt the teams, the schools, as their own. And it's what makes it special, and it's a great way to start the championship. The opening round game has been something that, when it was started in 98, when it started in 01, I should say, but approved in 98, you know, people wondered what it was going to be like, and quite honestly, it found a home in Dayton. It's been great.
We understand that it started here because Dayton was hosting a first-round venue that year. Why did it stay here?
Why not, quite honestly? I mean, when we looked at it and looked at other options, it seemed like home. It seemed like a great fit. The people here are fantastic. And we just have a better experience. The feedback from fans and teams and everybody who's involved, you know, Dayton is able to call this game its own, and they do a great job with it.
When you put on an event like this, sometimes if it goes around to different places, maybe somebody gets it that doesn't want it. But talking to the folks here, not only do they like this event, but they look forward to it, and they really enjoy it, and they've really branded it and made it a Dayton event.
Well, yeah, I mean, we call these folks are family. We always call our host family, and these are like immediate family. We just have come to rely upon it, and I was driving over today with Chair Guerrero, and he'd not been in the building before, and describing it, and he's heard it for years as he's been on the committee, what a great experience being in Dayton is. And I said, you're really going to experience a higher level of care than we could possibly have expected for this game. And we were talking about it shortly after we walked in. You feel a different sense of commitment from the folks here. They love it.
When you look forward to this year's tournament, the Final Four kind of in its unofficial home of Indianapolis, and the future, How possible is it that this is the last tournament that will be structured the way we've known it for the last 10 years?
Well, Tim O'Connell and I were talking about that in the last few minutes over across the way, and I honestly, I don't know what the chances are. And our job, quite honestly, my job, is to prepare for whatever may come. And that's also for unforeseen circumstances and making sure that everybody's as safe as they can be and we've got plans and everything that comes into place regardless of what happens over the next 3 weeks and that sort of thing. And then with the notion of what happens to the future of the tournament, you know, people don't understand. There are 88 NCAA championships, and out of the 88 championships, 75 have expanded in the last 10 years. So field size is a discussion that's on every sports committee's mind, and it's something that's very important. We take it seriously. We want these opportunities for our student athletes, and our membership's got to help us think through this as we look at what the options are.
It would be naive not to recognize that money plays a role in this, and perhaps a major role. But how much do you look at the balance between the financial part of it and what's best for the game?
Well, I think the question is, and that is, it's a pertinent point. I think the right answer is that it's a balance of the convergence of both of those points, among other things. You know, we look out onto the court and we see Arkansas Pine Bluff. The opportunity for Arkansas Pine Bluff to be able to play in the championship, as well as Winthrop to play in the championship, and the winner tomorrow night to get a financial unit, which is different than when you were here, when Winthrop was here before. I mean, this is completely structured now as a formal tournament game. That's real money that provides real opportunity, that provides academic support and the kinds of programs that make everything you're looking at possible. And so when 96 cents out of every dollar the association makes goes through to our membership, that's why we do it, and that's why we have to take it seriously, because the money really is the base that is converted to those very same opportunities. And, you know, I we don't take lightly the fact that we're changing lives here over time, and I don't mean to be dramatic or political in that regard, but you need only talk to a student athlete who is the first in his or her family, the first in his or her community. Still, I mean, we're in 2010, and to talk to a student athlete who has not otherwise had the opportunity, or no one in their community has had the opportunity to go to college, and you really understand how what we're doing here over the next 21 days is pretty important on a lot of different fronts.
Greg, thank you so much for your time.
It's an honor.
Greg Shaheen, he is the Senior Vice President of Basketball and Business Strategies for the NCAA. He and his colleague Tim O'Connell, the Senior Associate Director of Athletics and Executive Director of the Dayton Arena, great to give us their time here at practice of the NCAA tournament. Also thanks to Mantoris Robinson, the Winthrop senior forward who will lead the Eagles into a game tomorrow against Arkansas Pine Bluff here in Dayton in the NCAA opening round game. For Mike Pacheco, I'm Dave Friedman. Great thanks to Maurice Thomas back in studio. Don't forget, tomorrow we've expanded 1 hour pregame of the opening round game. The Eagles and Arkansas Pine Bluff pregame at 6:30, game time at 7:30. Among others, we'll be joined by Dan Guerrero, the chair of the Men's Division I Basketball Committee. That's tomorrow. We'll talk to you then from Dayton on the Winthrop Sports Network.